Sweet old Chris was talking about my asshole.
Everybody talks about your ass.
Yeah, right. He called me an asshole.
he kind of did.
Dead. Jim, you're an asshole.
Oh, I missed that apparently. Seriously?
Yeah.
at the very end. He said, Gavin, come on down. We're waiting for you. And Jim, you're an asshole.
I did hear that. You're right.
He said you're an asshole for not coming down.
Yeah, that was so hot, man. I just started beating off right there in the office.
Lord.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That was so hot, man. I just started beating off.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 428 of the BFO for Thursday the 13th of July 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Got another nip story for you. And y'all, who knows what else? Big Fatty. Hello, sweaties. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you might guess why you're sweaties today, because, y'all, it's hot. It's just hot. And, y'all, Big Fatty's been sweating it up. Yes, Big Fatty's sweating with the oldies. That's what it's called when we come over to the villa in the summertime. Oh, yes, sweating with the oldies.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all, today, the 13th of July, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this bird. Met him first time, I believe, up in the Dirty Myrtle. Y'all, as a member of the Myrtle Beach horror group, that's where I met him the first time. Y'all, he thought I was an asshole. Yes, Big Fatty, just like he thought Jim was an asshole. Yes. anyway, y'all have grown to cherish his friendship. Y'all, he's been to the Pride 48. I know at least once, if not a couple of times. Y'all see him most often these days over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, I am talking about none other than everybody's favorite, Aw, Chris. Aw, Big Fatty, we love Aw, Chris. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Aw, Chris on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or even the Spools, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of, well, maybe not cake, but maybe some cakes. Yes, Big Fatty, he wants cakes. Music on a hot day. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, the Nip and I, we headed over to Shady Pines for our to, I say, Tuesday night dinner with Olive and the girls. And y'all, it was a lovely evening. Big Fatty had, y'all, the soup. You know, the old people love soup. And y'all, they had a homemade cream of mushroom soup. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And then I had a Caesar salad with that. And y'all, it was so good. They had so much of the grated cheese and all mixed in with the dressing. I think that's what made it so good, is they mixed the cheese in with the dressing. And y'all, it was absolutely fantastic. But y'all, while we were sitting there at the table with the two ladies and Olive and the Nip and I, y'all, this happened.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
So y'all, you know, the Nip, first, you know, he can't see and he can't hear. But, you know, oh no, he's got the eagle eye and the perfect hearing. So Olive was telling a story about he went to the Barnes & Noble bookstore and got a book and something. But he started the story off by saying, I had my haircut was at 10:45, and my haircut was at 10:45, and the Nip turned to me and says, "Did he say what I think he just said?" I said, "I don't know what you think he just said." And he goes, "Did he just say my pecker was at 10:45?" Y'all, you can't make this shit up. And then, of course, he had to tell the table. Bless his heart. Anyway, it was a lovely evening. Got back home, y'all. I watched the news and the Jeopardy, and y'all. Then it was time. It was time for this. Y'all, it was the All-Star sports ball game. I'm sure our sports correspondent, Mean Keen, was watching, but haven't gotten word from him. But y'all, the Atlanta Braves had a lot of people playing for the National League. And y'all, the National League won for the first time in quite a while. So go sports ball. Yes, Big Fatty, go sports ball. Thank you, Nancy Faust. Big Fatty, what was that? Mr. Tim Kumar will know. Y'all, I didn't stay up for the whole game. Slept like a baby, and I didn't wake up until Woody. Y'all, you remember Woody used to live out there in the Hawaiian? Y'all, he sent some kind of thing on the TikTok tickety tock thing or something like that. Or on the gram, maybe it was on the gram of this man. He's at one of those indoor playground things, and he had this infant jumping on the trampolines, and the infant bounced away from him, and then it was the kid got stretched. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, especially when you say that Woody told you about it. Well, anyway, but y'all got up. Watched, of course, Miss Gayle King, read the paper, had my coffee. Y'all, I had a slice of my blue cheese and British bacon quiche for my brufkas, and did all my puzzles and everything. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on the first half of my morning nipple walk. Did the big circle part early. Came back hot. And y'all, I... Something that happened on two, I say, Tuesday afternoon. Also, y'all, my replacement for my ear pods, you know, the right one stopped working, and I had the Apple Snack Care. So, y'all, they sent me a new right ear pod, and y'all, it came, and y'all, you've seen like Archer, I'm gonna take my new Apple Snack computer out of a box. It's so fancy. Y'all, well, when they send you replacement parts and all, just as fancy. Y'all, it had this fancy little box that you had to break the seal on, and it had a little envelope in there with the instructions, and then you had to peel off the front label, and it was the return label to them. And y'all, it even came with the little pads, the different sizing pads, and the instructions on how to send it back and everything. Y'all, I was very impressed and you know, I should have expected it, but it just caught me off guard. Big Fatty, you should have done an unboxing of the replacement ear pod. Well, if I'd known, well, anyway. After I finished the first half of the morning nipple walk, y'all, I hopped in old Ruby Red, and y'all, I drove over to the little FedEx drop-off place, and y'all, they gave me a receipt, and y'all, it was easy peasy, and then I was off to get Ruby Red washed, because, you know, I've got the car wash. And, y'all, Ruby Red just always looks nice. Just always looks nice. And, y'all, from getting the car washed, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, this item will have brofkas for Friday at Fatty's this week. Y'all, it's going to be the big meat brofkas. Big, very vulgar. So, y'all, they had a new dip. It was a chicken bacon ranch dip. So I bought that. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the good Thomas's English muffins. Yeah, y'all, I like the Von's East Greenwise sourdough muffins, but y'all, the Thomas's buttermilk muffins are delicious too. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Haagen-Dazs ice cream cones on sale, and I had a coupon. Actually, I had two coupons. So I got one of each flavor. Y'all, yes, with that, he just filled it up. And y'all, it's a four in a box, so I got a dozen ice cream cones. And y'all, it's a sugar cone, a sugar cookie cone. It's delicious. Y'all, they had the bagged solids. Y'all, I got the Asian twisted Caesar solid. Y'all, it's a real good one. I got three bags of those. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all picked up the Quaker rice, mini rice cakes, the sea salt and lime flavor. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all had the Ben and Jerry's ice cream on sale. Buy one, get one free. And since I got just one pint of that in honor of Crooked Hat and Mittens going to the Ben and Jerry's, even though, you know, they didn't have to wear the lab coats. Got some petite cinnamon rolls for Friday night. Y'all, they had the cube steak on sale. I think I'm going to have that at an upcoming Friday at Fatty's. Picked up an onion, some radish cowans. They had a coupon for some Bob Evans sausage patties. Got that. Y'all, they had the country ham slices for biscuits were on sale. Got a package of that. Y'all, picked me up a thing of cone nuts. They weren't on sale, but I love the cone nuts, y'all. Love the cone nuts. Y'all, and they had this item. I'd never seen it before, but I had a coupon and it was on sale. It was a dill pickle flavored fancy mustard. And y'all, that just sounds good. So I got a jar of that. Y'all, they had the Land O'Lakes spreadable butter on sale. So I got a thing of that. picked up a dozen eggs and a bag of big Vidiana music. Well, a bag of ginger snaps. They were on sale. Yo, eggs here, by the way, are down to $2.09 a dozen, which is still ridiculous. Y'all, I spent $79.17, but I saved $46.63. Yes, Big Betty, maybe you can use it to buy some additional music next time. Well, maybe so. Y'all got home, put all my provisions away. Y'all had trouble finding room for all those ice cream cones. I put all that away, and y'all, I caught the last two episodes Pressure Lock. And y'all, the last two episodes, these are the last two of the season, and y'all, they weren't super exciting like the first ones, but y'all, they were still exciting and just very, very fun to watch. In fact, Dr. Stone sent me a message saying, Big Betty, I checked out the Pressure Lock. Exciting and big value prizes. And he also says that retirement is wasted on the old, just like youth is wasted on the young. Big Betty, that Dr. Stone, he's just full of, he's a whammy, isn't he? He is a whammy. But, y'all, I watched all of that, and y'all, while I was watching the, the Pressure Lock, the doorbell rang, and y'all, I think I've mentioned that my oldest niece is getting married in the middle of September, like on the 19th, and then there's a big hootenanny on the 30th, but the wedding is going to be in the Pacific Northwest out in the Cascade Mountains, and they've hired a photographer to take pictures of them with grand vistas and out on ledges of rocks and all this, and with them from dawn to dusk. And I found out that my brother and his wife and sister and my sister-in-law and their youngest daughter and the groom's mother and father and his brother are going to be there also just to witness the ceremony and all that. But y'all, I ordered my niece and soon-to-be nephew a gift card from the Americans Express. And y'all, this is something you might want to think about. The Americans Express gift cards, y'all, you can choose different styles, or you can send them a picture, and they'll put the picture up on, they'll print it onto the gift card. And so, y'all, that's what I did. Now, American Express gift card, they charge you $6 activation fee, which, you know, my niece and nephew-to-be won't have to pay it. But, it's a unique gift, and it has their pictures on it. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty! Oh dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. I got another quiz program I want to recommend to you, but I'm going to wait and do that on tomorrow's little show, and I'll tell you why I've decided to watch it this year instead of didn't watch it last year. Anyway, y'all, it's going to be hot. The Weather Rat, first alert weather days, intense heat for right Saturday and Sunday. Big Betty is intense heat now. Well, that's what I say, too. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was Gavin and Jim from the old Poke It Like a Stick. And Big Betty, we miss them, it's true. And Jim, what did you think about hearing today's little show?
That was so hot, man. I just started beating off.
Oh, yes, it's very hot. Wait a minute. He gets excited when it's hot?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.